Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sovereign Minds. My name is Martin Kent, and I'm your host this morning. It's August 25th, 2012, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Rachel, our all-around great gal and soundboard operator and woman about town.
Good morning.
And we have another guest in the studio. It's my nephew. He's here with us visiting from Colorado. He's going to be silent unless he wants to say something.
Hi, that's about it.
Okay, that's about it. Okay, so moving right along. Okay, so you're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. The chat room's open at KCNR1460.com. You can call in. The telephone number is 530-605-4567. Okay, let's see. What do we got today? Have we got any veterans events?
Well, I wanted to let the people know out there that we are working to get a flagpole and flag at the library. We went before city council. They turned us down for the money. But Kim Niemer is willing to work with us to see if we can accomplish that.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Also coming up in September, we've got 220 packages to send overseas.
Wow.
So we can use some donations. We're looking for work gloves mostly.
Oh, wow.
Even if you want to help with postage would be great. This is for the Army National Guard that was deployed from here that's over there in Afghanistan. So if you have anything you want to drop off or give me a call, the number's 221-0101, or come by Destiny Fellowship on Monday nights at 6 p.m.
Very good, very good. Do we have any, do we know what's going on at the Tea Party on Monday? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, it's Paul Peters, he was in Donna Reed Show.
The Donna Reed Show.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. Interesting. He must have something interesting to say, I'm assuming, other than, talking about old episodes.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's pretty much an activist on our part and help us out there. You know?
Okay, I'm going to do the same two quotes that I did last week because I need you to have this implanted in your brain. You should record this right now and take a recorder and plug it in and tape it to the side of your head so that you listen to this all day long and get this. The first quote is, "The refusal of King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system, which freed the ordinary man from the clutches of the money manipulators, was probably the prime cause of the revolution." Ben Franklin. "The eyes of our citizens are not sufficiently open to the true cause of our distress. They ascribe them to everything but their true cause, the banking system." Thomas Jefferson. I mean, you gotta just get that because it's just unbelievable, that is our problem here, and the no news news doesn't seem to actually participate in any news anymore. We just talk about everything like Justin Bieber and whoever else.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, it's totally important. Yeah. When our country's actually going down the tubes economically. So, but that's important. We need to know what Justin Bieber's dance routine looks like. So anyway, we got so much news. I don't even know where to start here. I mean, I think.
It just never stops. We got it coming on all sides these days.
Yeah. Well, let's start with, what I feel is probably the most important thing that everybody should know right now. This comes from the, OccupyCorporatism.com. And this is the real truth behind the news. And so you can go there and look at this stuff up. And this is August 24th, 2012, the date on this. And the title is Customer Deposits Are Property of the Bank. Close Your Account Now. So what this is about, in June of 2012, Eric Bloom, former chief executive, and Charles Mosley, head trader of Sentinel Management Group, were indicted for stealing $500 million in customers' secure funds. Both Mosley and Bloom were accused of exposing customers' segregated accounts to a portfolio of highly risky derivatives. These customer funds were used to back up personal investments, which were part of collateral for a loan from the Bank of New York Mellon. The loan derived from stolen customer monies was used to purchase millions of dollars of high-risk, illiquid securities, including collateralizing debt obligations, or CDOs, for a trading portfolio that benefited Centennial's officers, including Mosley, Bloom, and certain Bloom family members. Fast forward to August 9th of 2012, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals rules that the Bank New York of Mellon can be moved to first in line of creditors over the customers that had their funds stolen. You can't make this stuff up. So basically what we've got here on this decision is from the Seventh Circuit saying that these people can steal your accounts, segregated accounts inside of banking industries, and there's no crime committed. In other words, you have zero protection from these, from the bankers, taking your money, and you can't even charge them with a crime. That's what this, says. When customer, money is deposited into the bank essentially issues a promise to have those funds available when the customer returns to withdraw the deposit amounts. When the same customer withdraws the funds from their account, whether checking or saving, the customer assumes that the bank has enough funds to cover their withdrawal, including the presumption that the monies are separate from the bank's assets. Now, I don't know what you guys are hearing here, but what you need to understand is they can now mix everybody's accounts with the bank's, invest them any way they want. If they lose all the money, sorry.
You're out of luck.
So the customers complained and they tried to charge these guys, and gee, it's just a coincidence that the Seventh Circuit ruled in the favor of the banks. Are we starting to get a theme going here, guys, that there's a problem in the country with the finances and they're directly related to the banks?
They can steal our money out of our bank accounts and do whatever they want, and they kind of done that with the mortgages. I mean,
yeah, it seems like the banks seem to be in cahoots with the government on all this stuff. You know, and you can go on and read the full article if you choose to go to that website. But the real deal is these guys are out of control. They've pretty much bought the government, and nobody reports on this. Why is this not mainstream news? You know, this goes to the MF Global thing, Corzine. The guy steals $1.2 billion from people's segregated accounts, and now he's thinking about starting a new hedge fund because this decision cleared him of even being charged. So there's no safety in the banks anymore, guys. Right. If you leave your money in there, you know, all I got to say is I told you so. And when we have a bank holiday, which, you know, didn't Romney say something about a bank holiday when he started running? I think I remember something to that effect. And if you don't know what a bank holiday is, what that is like on Friday they go, oh, we've got a computer problem. We've got something with the computer. It's just not working right. And they close the bank and you can't get your money. And then on Monday they go, sorry, we've got a financial emergency here. And you can't get to your accounts. And then you can do, Google the empty ATM and you'll see what they did down in Argentina. Right. When this happened, and the people try to get their, so they get to go to the ATM every day and slide their card and hope that, you know, the one person that's in the example had $180,000. And by the time she was done, she got about $18,000 out of the $180,000.
Oh, that's a good rate of return there.
Yeah, it's a great investment. You know, you actually pay the banks 90% of everything you got to keep your money in the bank. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let that FDIC insurance fool you.
Yeah, that's to insure the bank from losses, not you.
Yeah, you're out of luck, folks, with that one.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Anyway, so that's the tip of the day, is that if you've got your money in a bank account and there's a large sum there and we have a financial crisis, good luck. Yeah, that's why you need to understand silver and gold and precious metals, because at the end of the day, when you get to the bottom line here, what people aren't getting is there's no counterparty risk. What that means is you have the physical possession. It can't be counterfeited, and you don't lose it all. It's the only safe place to be in an environment that we're getting into. So we got to go to a break.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, We the People welcomes Linda Payne, the president and founder of the Election Integrity Project, a California volunteer group that seeks to help combat fraud in our election process. Linda's giving a workshop in Reading this Sunday afternoon. Find out what it's all about this Sunday morning on We the People, every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. on AM 1460 KCNR.
We doggies, y'all come out to Prince Gulch on Saturday, August 25th. That means all of you.
Why?
Because it's our second annual Old West Day out here in Prince Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time, and it's Old Mining Town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best little rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see, and then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
A stagecoach? Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all that Old West stuff, like the French Gulch, Nevada gold mining demonstration. You may even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be good victuals? Singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
There'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 4 to 6 p.m. with the Doug Godwin Band playing. Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 25th. If you need further information, I reckon you could use that telephone thingy. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
All right, it's time to have a little fun with our friends on the comics. This song goes out to that big old gigantic naked short out there. You know who you are. It's kind of lonely at the top, ain't it? I thought I heard the people say, pay me my silver now. Tomorrow's another trading day. But pay me my silver now. Watching the comics prices rise. Pay me my silver now. J.P. Morgan naked shows the highs. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. CFTC, you better shut it down. Pay me my silver now. There's people rising up in every town. Pay me my silver now. The Gata boys are in the know. Pay me my silver now. Tinfoil hats at the silver show. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. Butler nails you every time you try. Pay me my silver now. The BPS shows how much you like.
Pay me my silver now. Yeah, that's Bixed Weir there. It's interesting if you guys didn't get all that. You know, that's the silver manipulation song. We're starting to see a rise in prices. This could be our moonshot we've been waiting for on the silver metals commodity. You got to understand what they're talking about there. They're talking about J.P. Morgan been short in the silver market and manipulating it and drive the prices down. Nobody's done anything. CFTC is an ineffectual body that's basically been bought off and in the tank. But the problem is that they're losing control of this because of the physical side of the market. So you're going to see some huge gains, I believe, here in the next little bit on the silver market. So if you're not stacking and storing right now, you're missing the boat, or you're missing the rocket ship to the moon here. So just to let you guys know out there that nothing's changed on that, you know, but I think we're getting close to where we need to be. So with that, let's move on to our next gosh, we got so many headlines here. I'm not even sure where to start. Maybe we'll start with this one. This one's from the NRA website, NRA, ILA, Institute for Legislative Action, Grassroots Alert. This is titled, Fast and Furious Failure Fosters Favoritism for Finagling Fed. Now, say that five times fast, and that's like shave a cedar shingle thin. That's a tough one. So, this is interesting because Fox News, the Washington Post, and the LA Times and the Hill are all over this one. Wow, that's that in itself is a news story. They're actually on something. They're actually reporting a news item. So it seems that the William McMahon of the BATFE, which is the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, blah, blah, blah. William McMahon, who, as the agency's assistant deputy director for field operations, approved its catastrophic and deadly Fast and Furious operation, is being allowed to receive his six-figure federal paycheck for nearly a half a year while working as a full-time investment bank J.P. Morgan executive director for global securities investments in the Philippines.
Wow.
So let's see. So first you're working for the ATF, and then you just happen to, you know, get this.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, you know, you have a little problem down at the shop. You know, you ship a bunch of arms over to Mexico. You know, a bunch of people get killed. Now you get promoted to executive director for global security and investments in the Philippines for J.P. Morgan. Yeah, that makes total sense to me.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, they weren't aware of the guns going over there.
Really? So as the Washington Post reports, McMahon was one of the ATF officials recently singled out in a congressional report on the botched gun operation. I take offense to botched gun operation. It wasn't botched. These guys did exactly what they said they were going to do. They shipped arms over to the Mexican cartels so that they could try to finger the Arizona gun owner shops for, you know, so they could get some kind of thing going and media support and public support against arms control or gun control. You know, for everybody. Really? It wasn't botched. These guys are morons at the very best and criminals at the worst, and criminals is where I'm leaning. The report alleged that McMahon knew no safeguards were put in place, really, to prevent a large number of guns from getting into Mexico. So we just won't put any safeguards. We'll just ship, you know, several thousand, you know, it's like a couple million dollars worth of AKs and, you know, automatic weapons over to a bunch of drug cartels in Mexico. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
No problem.
We'll have an ATF picnic. Yeah, there you go. I'm so mad about this, I can hardly see straight. But he made no effort to stop them, Fox News says. Fox News, yeah, hey, those guys have been all over this for like a year or two. The double-dipping two-paycheck arrangement allows McMahon to retire from the BATFE in December with a full government pension. If that doesn't tick you off, then you don't get it, okay? So that's
well, when's enough, folks, with this stuff, you know?
So we'll just let a bunch of arms run over to Mexico. Then we'll head to the Philippines for a cush executive job with a double pension on the American public's dime. And, do you see a theme here? Let's see. If you're connected to the bank, you never get prosecuted. It doesn't matter whether you're John Corzine or the guy on this other last scandal, McMahon, J.P. Morgan. Really? So nobody's going to jail. You get to steal. You get to kill. You know, no problem at all. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, what was I, you know, what was I thinking? So anyway,
all for your own good.
This is all because, you guys don't get it, and you need to shut up and go back to work and send all your money to Washington because that's what's best for you. We know. And so, you know, the government, it was always, you know, I mean, geez, would they do anything that was not in our best interest? like start a war or send us to Afghanistan or steal our money or, you know,
Syria.
Take our property or get out of control or, you know, crash the economy or turn into a Marxist regime.
No.
I don't know. Some, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't matter. No. It's cool. So.
So what do you think we could do about it?
I don't know.
With this, like, Fast and Furious.
You know, that's a good question. They are now, you know, going to, sue Holder to get the records. And what needs to happen here is if the Republicans and the Democrats would ever quit colluding with the bank, get a spine and start charging somebody, put some of these freaking criminals in jail. That's what needs to happen. Otherwise, we probably need to, you know, actually have a little, a party, you know, with some, rope and, I don't know, tar and feathers. I don't know, maybe borrow a few of the ATF guns and have
yeah,
a
I think we need
squad.
To expose these guys more yeah, and more on right. this stuff. You
I'm
know,
I'm so mad about this.
I mean,
I'm not even talking.
You know,
to
they me. They're asking for the documents from Holder. I mean, they're all blocked out. What
yeah.
he does produce when he produces anything.
This guy
you know,
is a freaking criminal that needs to be charged, drawn and quartered, in my opinion. So. With that, let's go on to the lighter side of the news. New York Times. Obama has millions of fake Twitter followers.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
No, that wouldn't happen. Come on.
Nah, come on. This guy's an open book. He's
transparent.
Transparency all the way. You know, we'll just make up a bunch of fans on Twitter that makes it sound like I got a lot of support here. So, you know, President Obama's Twitter account has 18.8 million followers, but the problem is, more than half of them don't really exist, according to reports.
Oh, are they like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that?
Well, I'm not sure how they're doing it. A new web tool has determined that 70% of Obama's crowd includes fake followers. That's interesting. So we'll just, you know, make up a bunch of Twitter guys that tweet all kinds of stuff that make me look good. And, you know, I'm the guy and, you know, go Obama and, you know.
Well, yeah, but this fits right in with everything else, like the polls and everything that say, you know, that.
We're here to help the poor.
Yeah.
You know, get back to work and shut up in the field. You know, really? So you're
take
here.
That hole. Fill it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got your dirt in boss man's hole there. You know, well, what we have is a failure to communicate. Yeah, we have a failure to tell the truth is what we have here. And so at least they're reporting something these days. I mean, we saw that, you know, maybe they're getting tired of all the lies. I don't know. Maybe the New York Times is going to come out and report something. I saw they had a cover on, Newsweek, on some lies and so forth. Anyway, there's too much of this stuff. It's just ridiculous. So let's see. What else do we got here on the table that we can, excoriate somebody about? Let's see. Here's one. Here's a good one. Let's sort of stick on this. Now, you can go to thebirtherreport.com and, let me see here. Commission on Presidential Debates required to determine candidates' natural born citizenship. As briefed in Kircher versus Obama, January of 2009, the Commission on Presidential Debates must determine that all candidates are natural-born citizens. They didn't do this in 2008. Just an oversight. You know, they forgot to vet the president to make sure that he was actually
legal.
You know, to hold the office. You know, you're supposed to be at least 35 years old, you know, according to Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. The requirements are 35 years old. Is a natural-born citizen of the United States and a resident of the United States for 14 years and is otherwise eligible under the Constitution. So, you know, the whole left thing of, oh, a citizen, oh, he's a citizen, really? So why do they have a specific designation of natural-born citizen as opposed to citizen? And it's not a 14th
Amendment.
Well, why
does everybody else have to show their birth certificates and documents and prove who they are and where they came from? I mean...
Well, a natural-born citizen means both parents have to be citizens according to the law, according to the Constitution, according to all the Founding Fathers, according to all the Supreme Court decisions. But we'll just let, you know, we'll give this guy
a
pass.
Yeah, and there was a big reason that they put in natural-born citizen into that.
Yeah, absolutely. They wanted to make sure there's no foreign influence. So, anyway, the evidence of ballots, you know, there's a problem here, and so we've... They're going to actually determine, according to this article, and vet the president to make sure that he's actually constitutionally eligible. And there's a panel set up to do this now, and they just didn't do it the last time. So this is the Commission on Presidential Debates is to ensure for the benefit of the American electorate that general election debates are held every 4 years between the leading candidate for the office of president and vice president of the United States. The CPD sponsors a series of such debates in each of the six past general elections. And has begun planning, preparation, and organization of a series of nonpartisan debates among the leading candidates for the presidency and the vice presidency in 2012 general election. As in prior years, the CPD's voter education articles will be conducted, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we're going to go to a break and come back with this. But these guys are looks like they're going to make sure that these guys actually...
Well, if you have any questions, give us a call, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is stolen on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Radio. Home of the Free Fire Media, 1460, KCNR. Yeah, you know, let's finish out that story we were just talking about on this commission on the presidential debates. The goal of the CPD debates, the commissions on commission on presidential debates. Did anybody even know there was a commission on presidential debates?
I didn't.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we got more commissions and agencies and acronyms, and we can't even figure out what they all say, and we wonder why we're drowning.
Yeah, but what are they actually doing?
Well, the goal of the CPD debates is to afford the members of the public an opportunity to sharpen their views to in a focused debate format of those candidates from among the next president and vice president will be selected in each of the Okay, hold on. I already read that. During the course of the campaign, the candidates are afforded many opportunities in a great variety of forms to advance their candidacies in most order, most fully and fairly achieved, blah, blah, blah. The CPD has developed nonpartisan objective criteria upon which it has based its decision regarding selection of the candidates to participate in the 2012 debates. The purpose of this criteria is to identify those candidates who have achieved a level of electoral support and that they realistically are to be considered among the principal rivals for the presidency. So, in connection with the 2000 general election, the CPD will apply three criteria to each declared candidate to determine whether the candidate qualifies for the inclusion in one or more of the CPD debates. The criteria are constitutional eligibility, ballot access, and electoral support. So, these guys are supposed to determine whether they're constitutionally eligible. They just didn't do that in 2008. Just a little oversight. You know,
they could have got a little mixed up about what they were actually supposed to be doing.
But let's talk about Romney's tax returns, really. Yeah. So we won't talk about all the college records that Obama covered up and the possibility that how do you go from, you know, Occidental to Columbia to Harvard with below average grades and, you know, they just accept you and, unless you're a foreign exchange student or something. I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's go on to the next, the Republican convention, starts on the 27th through the 30th. It's organized by the Committee on Arrangements. Here's another one. It's organized by and managed by the Committee on Arrangements of the Republican National Committee. So we got the COA is arranging and organizing for the RNC, you know, so the VIPs. I mean, really, it sounds like it's like something out of a Robin Williams movie, you know? It's ridiculous. So, you know, we got that coming up and that's, they're gonna, you know, I was looking at the press releases and the features and they're gonna let all the guys speak except, the guy that almost won, we don't even know.
So, we don't even know because they won't report it like they're supposed to be reporting it with Ron Paul's delegate.
Yeah, we don't even know how many delegates anybody has. We have got a presumptive nominee. We haven't got a nominee. But, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to let him speak. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe the hurricane wipes the whole thing out. We'll just have to wait and see. Yeah, we can only hope, you know, across our fingers. But I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous. But, you know, stay tuned. Janine Turner's actually going to be speaking.
Is she?
That's kind of interesting. And you can.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what can I say? So. What do we got next?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens after the 29th. Maybe the news will give us somewhat of the truth. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, here is I got a couple more silver things here, and I'm really pushing this a little bit today because I believe you're going to see – well, we went up over 30. I think you're going to be watching the 30 in the rearview mirror now for quite some time. This is I think I got the wrong – exclusive update here. Maybe I should go back to the table of contents. Oh, here it is. Oh, that's a new one. I didn't even see that one. I have to look at that one too. This one is titled Blood in the Streets, and it goes on to say the war is on. If you have been following the U.S. presidential elections, you know that the Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has chosen Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan for his vice presidential running mate. Although I do my best to stay, this is Robert Kiyosaki speaking in his newsletter. Although I do my best to stay politically neutral, I think Paul Ryan was a good choice. I don't know if I agree with that, but whatever. This means that the battle lines are being drawn and the issues are being defined. The war is on. The war I'm writing about is not about the Republicans versus the Democrats. The war is bigger than a political war. This is a war of economic survival and a war that has been brewing for years. The battle will be between, and this guy's perspective is definitely interesting. That's why I want to read this. The war between the young and old. As you know, Social Security and Medicare are bankrupt. They are Ponzi schemes that will soon rip the soul out of the United States. Campaign ads are already heavily showing younger persons who look like Paul Ryan pushing an elderly woman in a wheelchair, tossing her over the cliff. Pretty nasty ad, but it gets the message across to the old. In 1980 and 1990s, the books were published warning us about the coming age wars. Today, young people know they will probably not receive Medicare or Social Security. They're being asked to pay for these entitlement programs for the baby boomer generation. This battle will rip the soul out of America and many Western countries. Are the young going to throw the old over the cliff is the question. Will the young sacrifice themselves and their families to save the old? That is the real question for the future. And if you think about that, there's something to this. The war between socialism and capitalism. Tax the rich is the big issue of this election. That is why the Democrats are demanding Romney disclose more of his past tax returns. Socialists have this Robin Hood theory of economics, which is take from the rich and give to the poor. And socialists believe that government can solve all our problems. But the real deal on that is, once you give them the power to take from the rich, you give them the power to take from everybody, and everybody gets to become poor because they soon run out of rich people's money, which is where we're at. So that's a problem with that socialist look. Capitalism believes in free enterprise and that we should solve our own problems. Obviously, Obama is a hardcore socialist, communist in my opinion, and Romney is a capitalist. Obama paid 30% in taxes on his $3 million worth of income, and Romney paid 14% in taxes on his $29 million of income. Although Romney paid more in taxes, the socialists focused on the percentage, not the dollars. Netting out, Obama paid $900,000 in taxes, and Romney paid $4.6 million in taxes.
A little bit of difference there?
Who's giving more to the poor is the question. When President Obama eventually leaves office, he will be making a lot more money. He, too, will be paying an even smaller percentage in taxes, just like Romney. He may be a socialist, but he's not stupid.
Well.
Oh, boy. Okay, now this goes on. The war between the voters and the non-voters. Although every American of age has the right to vote, only a small percentage actually does vote. That is why I believe President Obama will be reelected. This is Kiyosaki talking. I don't believe that, especially after that tweet thing where he's got, 75% are fake. If I'm wrong, a bigger war will erupt is what he's saying. Also, again, this is only demographics. Today, there are more old people who vote than young people who vote. While older people may want Republicans' balanced budget and want to stop the bankruptcy of America, they want their Social Security and Medicare even more. So they will vote America into financial destruction. This means that the federal spending will accelerate, the debt will become Mount Everest, and the Fed will print more and more money, and the mighty United States will follow Greece, Spain, Japan, and England into the financial chaos. That is why he wrote the book, The Conspiracy of the Rich. You can read that and get that anywhere as Amazon.com or at your local bookstore. Okay, the point here on that is the way the central banks are running the world, and now they want to own the world. The way they want to own the world is drive the world into bankruptcy. One of the best ways to become rich is to purchase assets in bankruptcy. You know, that's the old Rothschild saying, the best time to buy real estate is when there's blood in the streets.
Right.
Yeah. Just saying here. So he goes back to say when he was flying in Vietnam and the crisis was coming, he glimpsed a future with a Vietnamese fruit vendor who refused to accept U.S. dollars in exchange for a fruit. She wanted gold, not counterfeit money from central banks. Unfortunately, she was smarter than most people today, people who actually believe it makes a difference if President Obama is reelected or Romney and Ryan win. Now, when we go to that, you got to think about the banking. If the banking never changes, then okay. So we have a capitalist in there now, but the banks still have zero accountability. They can rip off your accounts.
Right, so we're back to square one with them. It doesn't matter what they do or how they do it. They can advance themselves.
It's like the quote we talked about. Until they realize the banking is the problem, and this is this Republican-Democrat thing is just a smokescreen for the bankers, in my opinion, it's not going to change. So in the end, it makes not one bit of difference. The central banks will have won. The real difference is what you and I do in advance of the pending war, the blood, the violence, and the chaos ahead. Since Vietnam, he's focused on financial education. okay? And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody, is that if you don't get financially educated, then you're going to lose everything, because the bank holiday, the real estate, everything going down, precious metals where you need to be. So what he goes on to say is, my investments have not changed. I remain an entrepreneur. I always building my business. I continue to invest in income-producing real estate and using as much other people's money as possible, debt. And he's not in the stock market, and that's another big warning that's coming out. If you're in the stock market,
yeah, there's a lot of the big players like Robert Kiyosaki.
Everybody's running out of it.
Yeah, they're running out of it.
Warren Buffett, the big bankers, all these guys are getting out of there because something's going to happen here.
Well, that should be a warning sign for a lot of the folks out there, that when these big boys start pulling out, you should really do some homework on it.
Yeah, and they're shorting the euro. And then the last part of this, he just says, and rather than save money, I have been saving gold and silver for years. So knowledge is the new money is the last line. So I think you guys need to understand this more and more and more. So with that, I think we're about ready to go to break.
All right. Before we go to a break, I wanted to let the person know that called in on the phone about the movie. The movie is showing at Movies 14 in Reading on Old Alturas Road. So you can look that up and give them a call if you were calling about the movie 2016.
Oh, that's on today.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I thought
I missed it, so that's
no,
cool.
No, it was yesterday and today. Show times are 10:45, 1 p.m., 3:10, 5:25, and 7:40, and a 10 p.m. showing. So I hope that helps you out, whoever the caller was. And I guess we're going to a break now. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Load it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Get in the zone!
Not changing your oil regularly can keep your car from getting maximum fuel economy. But doing it on time will help your engine stay cleaner so it runs more efficiently. Come into AutoZone now and get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get the most mileage out of your vehicle with regular oil changes and great advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hands to yourself. Yeah, I love that song. Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
To yourself.
I never heard that before, but, you know, I mean, what can I say? It, you know, just like the song. We're back. 1460 KCNR. Let's see. What else do we got on the agenda here?
I don't know. How about, let's talk a little bit about this SB 1221, the hunting dogs thing.
Oh.
I'm a little confused about this, that they're trying to ban the dogs to hunt bear and bobcat, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're a government hunter.
Okay.
Okay, what's a government hunter?
A guy from the government who hunts.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's not good for anybody else except them.
I think they're hunting for control, probably a rogue animal of some sort, a rogue bobcat. That's what it is.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, we have a rogue bobcat here, ma'am. You want to step back, please?
Yes. Exit the building.
Rogue bobcat. Yeah,
it's just utterly ridiculous with this, but I guess it's they're going to try to vote on it as early as Monday to try and go ahead and ban the hunting.
Well, you know, they just want to ban everything. It's just a step, you know, to get their agenda, this government control of everything and everyone. And, you know, the useful idiots out there will buy into anything. You know, we got to have this beautiful world, this utopian world where everybody just locks arms and sings Kumbaya. Really? You know, it doesn't work that way.
Well,
it
pops and rainbows.
You know, the problem is maybe it's a good thing to not hunt those animals. I don't know. But the problem is that what you're doing is consolidating more and more power into the government.
Well, where do they stop then? Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a hunter that uses dog for bear and cat, but, you know, so then they don't allow us to do that. Pretty soon we won't be able to hunt anything. Our guns.
Well, it's just like,
and they're working on that anyway.
It's just like the income tax. Okay, we started out with the income tax in 1913 as a 1-6% tax on incomes on anybody who made over $20,000. Really, how many people do you think in 1913 were making $20,000 a year? There was like two people in Idaho. Okay, so you know the real deal is it was supposed to be a tax on the rich. Nobody else was supposed to pay the tax. And guess what? Everybody's paying the tax. See, that's the way government works. You give them it's like the nose of the camel in the tent. Pretty soon you got the whole camel in, and there you have it. So
I guess we have a caller on the line. Bruce, are you there?
Absolutely.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You got a question or something for us?
Have anybody ever dipped into this high gasoline price scenario, or is it like boil a frog deal? I mean, how much more revenue does the state of California, and all the cities get for every dollar higher prices, they get another 7 or 8 cents a gallon. So I'm sure Governor Jerry Brown loves the idea that you'd have $7, excuse me, a gallon gas, because it would help the bleeding liberals down there. They would figure out where to spend the rest of this money at. But it's just amazing to me that there aren't more people really outraged at this gas price.
Well, you know, I don't think anybody's going to get outraged till it gets so bad that there's no denying it. And so it's true. I don't know whether they're, you know, getting how much income tax off of it, but you know, at this point the economy's already sinking. These guys can't stop spending the money anyway. It's just just ridiculous.
It really is. But I would wonder if somebody would know the numbers of how much more revenue between $1.80 when Obama took over and now, just in California, just the sales tax alone, how much more that is. It's got to be a ton of money.
Well, you know, again, it's about supply and demand, and as well. And the real thing is that it's just going to keep going up, because a lot of this is connected to the inflation that's happened out there too. The devaluation of the money supply. You're going to be seeing cities going bankrupt across the country. California, especially, they're already
starting. Yeah, what do we got? 3 or 4 now?
Well, it's more than that. We're up to 5 or 6, and a lot more to come on the way, because the revenues aren't coming in from the taxes. Nobody can afford to go anywhere, and the more these prices go up out of control, the more it just shuts down everybody's ability to have an economy run. So this isn't going to go away anytime soon.
If we can't create cheap energy in this country, we'll never get back to an industrial site nation. So.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I have some hopes on the horizon for a few things technologically that could change the game, but we got to get there. You know, anybody who's interested is Google thorium, liquid thorium in 5 minutes and watch that video, and you'll find something amazing there.
I think we better liquefy natural gas. We've got a lot of that.
Well, that too. But like I say, Google liquid thorium in 5 minutes and watch that, and you'll be absolutely amazed. That's a future thing. Natural gas is there too. We're going to have to do some switching around on energy, but I think we've got a financial collapse coming here pretty soon, and then it's just going to be we got to start fighting our way out of this thing, and people got to wake up to that fact, and we can't keep giving the government more power, because that's the problem. The more they get, the worse, the poorer we get, the worse it gets.
Well, I'll agree with that. I see the only way to save California is to vote in part-time legislation down there and get rid of those boys at the draw. Anyhow, we'll catch you guys later. Good listen to your program.
All right, thanks a lot, Bruce. All right, very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so let's go back to this Californian Rifle Pistol Association. I got this news release here. Stop SB 1221, ban on the use of dogs to pursue bears and bobcats. You know, you need to write in and call your senators and get them to stop this thing. Time is running out. They're trying to slam all these bills through in August. You know, whether it's the old, let's just get it passed, you know. We don't need to read anything, you know.
You guys don't need to know. You know, we'll pass it in the dark of night. It's all good for you.
Yeah, I saw
the better.
I saw a good, you know, I was watching O'Reilly one time, and he's making fun of Ron Paul. He says, yeah, that guy's never passed a bill. And I saw a poster on Facebook that was great the other day. It said, yeah, I haven't passed any bills because I read them.
I read it beforehand.
I actually know what's in it, and so I don't like it. You know, I mean, it's like...
Imagine that.
You know, really. So what a novel concept. We should know what's being passed in all these bills so that we don't have a bunch of problems with the law.
So we don't lose our freedoms and stuff, you mean?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah. It's ridiculous. We've got 65% of the people in America now dependent on the government in some form or another, whether it's Medicare, whether it's Social Security, whether it's welfare, whether it's food stamps, whether you name it.
That's insane.
And now they're out there protesting. You know, you go to Greece, they're in the line protesting. We got the riots going. Hey, we need more. Give us more stuff. It's like, really? So let me see. So those are the guys that are controlling everything that have taking the stuff away from you in the first place, so you need to give them more power so they can give you more stuff, even though they can't give you any more stuff because they took all the stuff already.
Right, and you have a problem with that?
Yeah, so we need more. Let's get more. We need more stuff. Yay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's not really try to fix the problem and give us more opportunities to make our lives better.
Well, we need to become self-reliant.
Yeah.
It's the
I
old
mean, what
move
do we
cheese.
Do here?
It's the old move the cheese. Yeah. Where's the cheese? You know,
took my cheese?
Yeah, you ever hear the story about the two, there's mice out there, you know, and somebody moves the cheese, you know, and the one mouse is out there going, where's my damn cheese? You know, and the other one goes and looks for cheese and he finds cheese and he doesn't starve to death. The other one sits in front of his little mouse hole and,
where's my cheese? Bring it back.
First he's mad.
You owe me.
That's right. Then he begs, oh, please, can I have my cheese? You know, and he goes through all the stuff and he starves to death because he won't get away from his stupid mouse hole and go someplace and become self-reliant. He becomes dependent. Do you guys hear a theme here? Yeah. So anyway, what else we got?
Well, let's go over Reading Tea Party on Monday night, 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship. And this week is Paul Peterson, wasn't it?
Yeah. Paul Peterson, the Donna Reed Show.
The Donna Reed
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's been a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Coming. How much time we got left, Rachel?
Also, if you would like to sponsor us, give us a call at 530-221-0101. You know, whether you want to sponsor us or maybe put a little bit of an ad during
our show time, we
can work something out with you.
Yeah, we could use some help here as sponsoring the show so we can stay on the air and give you the news that nobody else will report because... You know, we go after the stuff that, you know, we verify it. We're not always correct 100% of the time, just 98.9999. And so, you know, but we're trying to give you some of the stuff that the mainstream won't report. And so if you really want to keep us on the air, we need to start getting some donations here.
Yeah, please help us out. Yeah. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that next Saturday will probably be a pre-recorded show.
Oh, yeah.
It will be with Jerome Corsi.
Yeah.
And he also has a new book coming out September 1st. The Great Oil Conspiracy.
For the people out there who don't know who Jerome Corsi is, he's the guy that wrote the book about the Swift boat thing on Kerry, and then he also wrote Where's the Real Birth Certificate. This guy is a Harvard graduate, and he is very well researched. And this whole eligibility issue with Obama, it's the typical tactic, the Alinsky thing of anybody who says anything bad about Obama, you call him a name, you brand him, you know, we won't address any of the evidence, we won't talk about anything real. You're a birther, you're a truther, you're a, you know, whatever. And you know, but I'm gonna brand these guys. I'm gonna just say they're, you know, you're a liar.
Yeah, he also has an editorial. He does editorials for WND.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, with that, I think we're down to where we got to get off here. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington, I think I got it right for one time.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And we'll see you all later.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's been blamed for 3 deaths in Haiti. Now, Tropical Storm Isaac is moving toward Florida.
We now have the risk of a hurricane in the Keys and also in the Panhandle.
Governor Rick Scott a few moments ago. Hurricane warnings now in effect from southwest Florida through the Keys to southern Dade County.
Isaac could become a hurricane as early as tomorrow. We're still expecting landfall as a Category 1 hurricane over parts of the Keys and southwestern parts of Florida could experience those hurricane conditions as well as we head into tomorrow afternoon. It could actually become a Category 2 hurricane by Tuesday morning with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour.
Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina. Isaac then heads for the Gulf, forecast to pass west of Tampa, where the Republican convention begins in 2 days. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is in Tampa with more live.
Ron, Tampa is now under a tropical storm watch, meaning those conditions could be felt here in 48 hours. Now, that doesn't mean the storm is headed here. It just means the storm